Hello, St. Petersburg! Hello, Tampa Bay! How you doing, beaches? Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete! This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next! Again, everybody, this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are coming to you live, as we do every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete. What is it, kids?
.com.
I have to .com.
.com. Mm-hmm. So, here we are again.
Yes. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, yeah. What a beautiful day. Man, we've had a beautiful week. Yeah. I mean, the weather-wise... terrific. Right now, we are having a splendid spring, I would say.
Splendid spring.
Splendid springtime.
Spring.
Splendid spring.
Sounds whimsical.
Quite.
Back to you, Tom.
Back to you, Tom. What's happening in sports? No. So anyway, listen, if at any time during this broadcast you want to give us a call and play along, you want to tell us that we are completely out of our minds, that we're telling the wrong stuff, fake news, everybody. All you got to do is give us a call at 727-498-0502. Please do that. Keep us in line, because if you don't, God only knows
we'll go straight down the toilet off the rails.
We need somebody to keep us in check sometimes. If you are too shy to call into a radio show, which is really ridiculous because we're truly a bunch of really nice people.
Yeah, we're so nice.
Nice people.
We are.
Good Christian folks.
But anyway, if you are shy about calling into a radio show, all you have to do is tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1, and we will get to those tweets and calls as soon as we get them. I don't care what we're doing. I don't care if we're in the middle of a hot debate.
We
will stop what we're doing and take your call or your tweet. Yes. We will respond to you, the people.
We are here to serve you.
Yes,
properly.
That's what we're here to do.
Don't give them any ideas.
They already have those ideas.
Yeah, listen, what a great week. Sometimes I complain that there's some...
Yes.
It's a bad... Stop it, Ty. I mean, I guess I do complain a lot. I was explaining to somebody that I may have a bad attitude, and then it dawned
really?
On me that I've actually been told that.
More than once.
Yeah, by a bunch of people in my
couple
life.
Times.
So anyway, there's a lot of good stories this week, and we are going to visit them on this broadcast this evening. But before we do that, let me please introduce everybody, my crew, in fact. Across the table from me is Her Royal Highness.
Yeah.
Princess Anna.
Funny. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. To her right is my blushing bride, the Queen, Stephanie.
Oh, thank you. I get to be the Queen
yes,
for
yes,
a
yes.
day.
To her right is His Royal Funkness. Prince Tygen.
Thank you.
And I'm just Mark. Mark. I don't have any royal acclivity. Is that the word, acclivity?
Yeah.
I don't have
we know.
You know what I'm trying to say, if that's not the proper word. Anyway.
Just a surf.
Yeah, I'm just a surf. I'm just a surfant to these three over here.
The monarchy.
Now, listen, the reason I gave everybody sort of a royal title is because there's a new royal baby.
Yes.
Yes.
Woohoo.
Yes. Kate Duchess of Cambridge gave birth at 11:01 a.m. Monday morning to a 8-pound, 7-ounce boy.
Jeez. Mm-hmm. What's his name?
His name is Louis.
No, it's Louis.
Are
his
you sure it's
Royal
Louis?
Highness Prince Louis.
Well, how did
Cambridge.
You spell it? How did you spell Louis?
They don't have a Prince Louis.
It's spelled. It's spelled Louis.
Oh, because I spelled it Lewis.
No. It's like Louis Vuitton.
That's why you're a
Louis.
Surf.
Louis.
That's why I'm a surf. So wait a minute. It's Louis?
Louis.
I thought all those kings were French.
Louis. No.
King Louis, they weren't French? The English ones, British kings aren't Louis?
No.
No. No,
okay.
They're Louis.
All right, so anyway, this brat's name, his official title is His Royal Highness Prince Louis of Cambridge.
Correct.
Not Louis.
King of the Andals and the First Men.
So congratulations, Kate and Prince William of Cambridge on their new arrival. Their other royal brats would be Prince George, and Princess Charlotte.
Yes.
So that's that.
And Prince Louis is fifth in line to
fifth
the
in
crown.
Line, yeah, that's the thing about him. I guess they changed some kind of rule because you've got George, then you got Charlotte, and now you got Louis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I think the way it works is once
Charles is next in line.
Once Charles dies, then it goes to William.
Correct.
All right, then after William, I think it goes to George.
To George.
But now with the rule change, if he dies, then Charlotte can become queen.
Yes.
And then if she dies,
or
this new one, Louis, can then be king.
They don't have to die.
I really feel so bad.
That's how it works.
I feel so bad for Harry. He gets cut out of the whole thing.
Well, and
it's
see,
like, wait a minute.
See,
if my brother dies, I should be in there.
No, see, the way it's going to work is right. It's going to be the same thing. George's children will, I believe, supersede Charlotte herself. If George has children before Charlotte becomes
queen.
Okay,
so what we're thinking is if...
generally, what they change...
They all become king or queen in their teens and die before they have kids, and then
the next one.
And...
What they changed is usually it used to be that Louis would supersede Charlotte just because he was a male.
Okay. All right.
But with the recent change, Charlotte maintains her line of succession.
Okay. I get it, I guess.
I guess.
Do you?
It's all kind of fairy tale.
It is.
It's all kind of fairy tale stuff. I mean, you know.
Thank
God if Trump dies, neither one of his knuckleheads is going to become president.
Which one, Beavis or Butthead?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no.
Oh, boy.
We're lucky.
We actually have made some good decisions here in the United States.
Yes, we have.
Let's not carry on the name, you know. Let's not drag this out any longer than we have to.
No.
Right.
Jesus.
Anyway.
No.
So, Hannah Claire, getting back to you.
Hey.
Princess Highness, right. If you are listeners of the Marco Radio Happy Hour show, over the last month or so, we've been talking about Hannah Claire getting dreadlocks. And then a couple weeks ago, she very adult-like decided...
not in a film star kind of way.
Yeah, right. That she would forego the dreadlocks and do something more responsible and get some AC units.
That's not what she said.
What?
She said she was going to get both.
Yeah,
well,
obviously.
Well, the thing is, listen, the person who is backing this whole thing is Grandpa Ron.
The GoFundMe page.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'm forever grateful. Hannah, you're going to love this because I talked to him the other day and I said, look.
Fund yourself.
Fund yourself.
I said, I'm going, I think, tomorrow to get these AC units, you know, so we worked it all out. And then he was like, I think he did mention the dreadlocks. And then he was talking about, you know, she keeps talking about tattoos. I might even pay for her to get like a full sleeve. And I was like, wait.
My man.
All of a sudden, he's become like an enabler.
Yeah, right. I like it.
I want one of those.
All right. So maybe you guys could get matching sleeves.
No, because I'm going to want some nerdy stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, but see, the thing is,
I just want flowers.
Here's the thing about tattooed sleeves. Some people have absolutely beautiful tattooed sleeves, okay, that all flow together. They have a rhyme, they have a reason, and they're fantastic.
Yes.
And the thing is, if you're going to do that, you can't just go down to Atomic Tattoo.
Right.
You got to find an actual artist.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. And then you got to pay the money. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be cheap. And probably you're not going to be able to sit there in an afternoon. If they tell you
they can do your whole arm in an afternoon. No. You walk out.
Right.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times what happens is the good ones, they'll outline the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then a month later, you go back and then they start the coloring, which could take another month to do. So that's the way to do it. If you're ever going to get tattoos.
So funny, because I literally ask Mikey every day if we can go get a tattoo.
Right.
Does he have any tattoos?
He's got one.
Oh, okay.
That arrow on his forearm. I saw it the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, back to the AC.
Yes.
You're loving life.
Oh, my God, yes.
It's nice.
It's amazing.
Yeah, we put that in the back room of your house, and unfortunately, the back room of your house faces west, so as the sun comes down, it just
shines.
It turns the heat up in there like
a million degrees.
Right.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Anyway, so that's good. Thank you, Grandpa Ron,
for
doing that. And
I would love some more tattoos.
No, let's hold off on the tattoos.
No,
let's,
I would
let's
love some
slow
more.
Down.
I am 23. I need some more tattoos.
I get that, but I mean, come on, man.
I have.
What are you going to get?
I don't know.
Do you have any ideas?
Some more flowers. I want to get a pansy.
Well, you know what Grandpa
Ron
told me?
It's like a self-portrait.
Grandpa Ron told me, he goes, I don't really like that one on her forearm. Maybe she could get it covered up. See?
Uh-uh.
See?
He didn't say that.
Yes, he did.
He didn't say that.
Yes, he did.
It's really good. That's like the best one.
But it's faded. It's faded.
It is faded.
It looks like a big pink muff.
Oh, stop.
Oh, my God. No, it doesn't.
What kind of flower is that supposed to be anyway?
It's a camellia.
Oh, camellia.
It's mm-hmm. the February flower.
I used to know her sister, Salvia.
Shut up.
See how you are.
Anyway, so.
So, Ty, what would you get?
Yeah, what would you get?
Probably some Star Wars.
Yeah, of course.
Or some Pokemans.
Oh, no.
Oh my God!
Just get May the Force be with you across your chest.
If you could have somebody draw up like a whole Star Wars Pokemon scenario,
you can't mix them.
But why not?
Because that's too much.
I think it would be really kind of cool. I mean, look, they put those Japanese koi fish along with flowers and stuff like that. You know,
guns.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Okay.
Well, I thought, you know, you being death metal, you'd get a bunch of skulls and snakes.
Not the snakes, but skulls, yeah.
Skulls.
Yeah, you can't even have a snake tattoo.
No.
That's too close.
Maybe like a dragon.
It'll like freak him out.
Yeah, right.
Catch a glimpse. Oh, God.
I saw this dude one time, and this is when I was in Marine Corps boot camp. One of my drill instructors, he came in to the... anyway, wherever we lived, what do they call it?
Barracks.
Wow.
I'm glad he was there.
It's been a long time. Anyway, came into the barracks one morning, and I noticed he had his forearm, and he had these huge Popeye forearms. And he saw me looking at his arm, and he was like, he kind of said, new tattoo. and then walked off, you know, because there's not a whole lot of conversation in boot camp. Yeah. So anyway, about a week later, he came back to the barracks with no bandage, and it was the most badass dragon I've ever seen. But he had the forearms for it. I mean, like Popeye, and this thing was neon green. All the colors were neon, and it was like one of those Chinese parade tattoos. Dragons, cool. Very cool. Anyway. That's that.
Just some ideas.
Mm-hmm. Now, getting off that subject, tie in tomorrow
let's get
night.
More tattoos.
No, I'm over it.
Right now, tomorrow.
You're not getting.
No, we're busy tomorrow.
Sunday.
So, tie in tomorrow is going to be a big day for you and Deceptive Intruder.
Yes.
Okay, so this is festivities start tomorrow at the Brass Mug in Tampa.
Seven.
7 o'clock.
Yeah.
7 in the evening.
Yes.
How many bands?
I think seven.
Because I was told earlier that this was going to be sort of an all-day kind of thing, where there was going to be cooking in the parking lot and all
that.
There's
free food.
Free food, barbecue kind of stuff.
Okay. So
it's going to be an all-evening.
Starts at seven bands. Deceptive Intruder is the headliner.
Yes.
Okay, that's very cool.
We are also recording a live album.
What?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to make sure I am as close to the microphones as I can. I'm going to do all kinds of cat calls and we used to call Crash Stinky. And,
that'll be good.
There's my boy.
that's my boy, his royal funkness.
More cowbell.
More cowbell, right. Anyway, so that
on Freebird,
Freebird, right?
That the sound guys hate me because
stand in the front with the lighter.
Yeah, every time that you guys go through sound check, I'm always like, more bass, more bass.
Right. Well, what you should really be saying is, plug him in this time.
More bass.
All right, now look, are you going to do the whole jump off the stage thing?
Last time you hurt your back. Tommy's doing it.
Oh, good.
I think Tommy's doing it this time.
All right. Now, he's got those long, skinny legs.
Trading up. I swear to God, if he snaps a leg,
that'd be pretty cool.
Going to be terrifying.
One of the things I wanted to talk to you about, and I think I kind of mentioned it to you the other day, I was talking to a friend of mine, Mike the Electrician.
Yeah.
He said that when he started his electrical business, his partner was in a death metal band that played Brass Mug, played Boomers, all the local places, right? Then they went over to Europe, and they were playing stadiums.
Well, yeah, that's, I mean, Europe is where you need to be.
Well, how do you guys get there?
A plane.
And a passport.
Not the Titanic. Right? No, I mean, what does it take to get booked on one of those? Who do you have to know?
We could do it. We've already got offers from, like, New York. We don't have a way to get there.
Oh, come on.
So, I mean, what do you need? Funding?
Out. All right, look.
Funding.
Grandpa
call,
Ron.
Call GoFundMe. 1-800-GRANDPA-RON.
Forget about Hannah's tattoos and dreadlocks. We need to get some money going to get this boy to New York City.
Tattoos.
Yeah, let's do a GoFundMe.
Tattoos.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're trying to get, at least be a national band. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of GoFundMes, I don't know if you heard about that Waffle House killing.
Yes.
That guy who kind of tackled the shooter. I mean, the shooter got away. But still, I mean, God only knows how many more people would have been killed in that incident. But this guy, the rescuer, the hero, started a GoFundMe account for the victims.
And the victims' families.
In turn, somebody started a GoFundMe account for him, and I think as of yesterday or today, it was already up to about $150,000.
Yes.
So it pays to be a good guy.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, not always. You're right, Ty. Doesn't always pay, but sometimes it really does pay. What was that, my phone?
No. Fidget spinner.
It could be.
One of three. No. It's fine. There are more.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, tomorrow evening, if you're looking for some hardcore death metal, a little something like this, everybody.
And here soon you'll have a new recording.
All right.
Yes. Well, Storm.
Yes.
Savage.
Savage. Storm.
Yeah. All that kind of goodness. We'll be going on, bro. Yeah, we'll be going on over at the Brass Mug tomorrow evening. Deceptive Intruder will be headlining a group of 7 bands. All the festivities will kick off around 7 o'clock tomorrow night.
It's $6 to get in.
$6?
$6.
Mention Deceptive Intruder.
Yeah. Yes, and free food.
And
so,
free food in the parking lot.
So $6, get your food and 7 awesome bands.
Right.
Well, at least one awesome band at the end of the night, Deceptive Intruder.
And if you know anything about death metal supporters, the free food may include roadkill. Just saying.
It's possible.
Maybe not.
Be prepared.
But they look like that kind of people.
Well, there's also, what is it, California Tacos down the street, at the end of the parking lot. So if the free food scares you, go up to California Tacos. It's delicious.
There are options. Bring your own. Brown bag it, everybody. Little PB&J.
Mm-hmm.
So, Steph, I noticed lately that you're spending all of your off time or leisure time, spare time, if you will, looking for houses for sale.
Yes.
You've got a real Jones to move it on up.
Yes, mm-hmm. I do.
Okay, so
it's time. We've been here 20 years.
We've been in this little Cracker Box house for 20 years, and it's time to do some things a little bit different and bigger.
Yes.
Bigger and different.
And closer to downtown St. Pete.
What I would hope my wish is that you would stop dragging me to the houses that are 1.5 million and going in, loving it, and then going, we can't afford that.
The last one was totally on accident. Right. I had no idea that one was going to be open.
Right.
But we went down last weekend to, what was the main sale?
Main sale art festival.
Art and music.
Caught Betty Fox.
To see Betty Fox.
Right.
And we walked through the art festival and back up into the neighborhood.
And there it was.
And there was an open house sign.
$1.5 million.
Well, $1.4
Oh, okay.
Well, $1,440,000. Right. Mm-hmm. But it had...
Beautiful house. Absolutely
beautiful house. It
was
had...
On that cool street?
It was on a cool street.
No. This one was in Old Northeast.
Mm-hmm.
But the main house itself had 5 bedrooms.
5 bedrooms. Every single one of them had their own bathroom.
Full bathrooms with jacuzzi tubs.
Yeah. And showers.
And then there in the carriage house.
The carriage house tub.
There were also 3 more units.
Right, like apartments.
Like apartment studio type apartments.
But very nice.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Which is why it's so much money. I mean, it's right there, downtown St. Pete. We walked from Vinoy Park to the open house over to the Sundial parking lot.
So Mom's thought was, since our parents are getting older and going to be losing their minds soon, why don't we ask them to pay for the house, and then we will put them up along with us in the house so we can sort of take care of them in their golden years.
Right. I mean,
it makes a lot of sense to me.
I don't want them in an assisted living facility.
No, it's nothing but bad news.
It's nothing but bad news.
I mean, there are some that are fantastic, but a lot of them. I mean, that's why you hear those attorneys on the radio every day screaming about if your mother
has bed sores, or whatever.
If you go visit your mother and she has a black eye.
You know. Well, that's just it. You would have to go and see them pretty much every day to make sure that they were being, you know, that they were eating, that they were serving the meals, that they were, you know, bathing and that kind of thing.
So we would basically be like B&B owners, and they would be our residents, our long-term residents or tenants, and we would sort of... I'm not doing any wiping.
No, absolutely not.
Hire people.
No,
for that.
But
that's what Hannah and Ty are for.
No,
but we
could. Thank you.
We would be
free
able
room
to.
And board.
We would be able to see them and interact with them every day, without any extra effort, if you will.
Hello, caller. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Who are we speaking to?
Yeah, this is Paul from Virginia. I want to put my name on the waiting list for a studio apartment.
Paul, my man.
See, I told you we could rent them in a heartbeat. Yeah. You told me I was wrong.
Paul, buddy.
You guys buy the house. I will put my house on the market and move down immediately.
Well, see, the plan is, Paul, we can't afford the house, but the people that we're going to put up, hopefully, they can combine their funds.
Well, and with like part of co-op. Our funds. Yeah, kind of like a co-op.
Do you know who you're talking to?
Yeah. Look, you could throw in a few dollars for a roof.
Yeah, I'll have a yard sale.
Yep.
Yes, and see, the beauty of it is it's right downtown St. Pete.
Right, walking distance.
You wouldn't need a car, car insurance. I mean, look at all the money you'd save.
Paul, we walked from where the Mainsail Art Festival and Betty Fox was, I don't know, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, right up the street, and that's where this $1.5 million house was. That was fantastic, beautiful house.
And then straight over to two blocks over to Sundial.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, going back to these GoFundMe accounts, why don't we do that?
All right.
Yeah, go fund our ability to live better.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I see it now.
Isn't that what they're all about anyway?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Hey, you know, if that plan falls through, I've got one for a fifth of the price available here in Richmond. So you're welcome to buy my house. And it's got a shed out back in a garage, so Hannah can have the shed, I can have a garage van.
Right. Cool. I like your house, and I would
love acres of property.
I've always said that if we were ever going to move back up north, we're going straight to Richmond. I love Richmond.
Well, my house comes with a lot of yard work. Be aware.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Well, see, this house downtown St. Pete had none.
Right.
Zero.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was all xeriscape, no grass, no nothing. Paul, let me ask you something. When we saw you last, you and Jenny were talking about the possibility of moving downtown Richmond. How is anything going there?
We are on a 10-year plan now. We've got to wait for the dog to pass.
Oh. Wow.
Well, it's good to plan.
So does that... Oh, poor Willie.
Yeah, right.
I mean, are you like every day looking at him like, do you say to Jenny on a daily basis, does he look any older? Is he limping today? We're getting closer. We're getting closer.
I keep my fingers crossed.
Right. Man.
He already sleeps on my side of the bed.
Yeah. I got the same thing with my big ass Tilly. Yep. Yeah, one day I'm going to wake up and I'm going to be in such a tight ball because I can't stretch out that it'll just be permanent.
Oh, great. Right. Then I can just roll you down the street.
Yeah, just roll me
around.
We'll
develop humpbacks and walk crooked.
I hope so. Yeah.
Well, y'all have a good show. I wanted to get on the waiting list. Y'all develop one.
On the list.
I'll put you on the list, Paul.
Excellent. Well, I thought you were going to get your in-laws to buy it, so I'll be happy to be third.
Well, okay, all right, that's good. Yeah, you want third position.
Okay.
Well, yeah, okay.
It's my favorite position. Anyway.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my.
All right. Yeah. All right, buddy, give that wife a squeeze for me. Tell her I love her.
Will do.
And don't squeeze Willie too hard.
All right, buddy, talk to you.
Bye.
Bye. How about that?
See?
How about that?
There's all kinds of interest in my idea.
I love it. I think it's a great idea.
We could make it work.
But the thing is, would all of the in-laws get along?
No.
And would we
not a chance.
Would we be able to maintain our sanity?
Well, see,
being around all of them every day.
Well, we're going to end up being around all of them every day. It's just whether or not we want to drive all over town.
That's when we get divorced.
You see your dad, I have to go see my parents.
Wait a minute.
Running all over town. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
I don't know either. That's a strange.
I'm looking at all of the possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
Yeah. So before the show, Stephanie, you brought home some mind-blowing local goodness.
Yes, I did.
For our pre-show dinner very tonight. Can you tell us where you got it and what we got? Because I took two or three bites, and it was like, if I eat the rest of this, I won't be able to do the show.
Yeah.
So where'd you go? What'd we get?
I went to Barracuda Deli Cafe.
Barracuda?
Yes.
Deli Cafe.
Barracuda Deli Cafe. Now, I went to the one in Seminole, obviously, because that's okay. where we live.
Oh, they have
live.
More than one.
They also have a location in St. Pete Beach. So if you're down in the St. Pete Beach area,
right.
you've got a Barracuda's right close to you as well. We had sandwiches.
Yes.
Ty and Hannah had Cubans.
Yes.
Amazing.
Jack had the roast beef. Mark, you had the El Don.
The El Don.
With roast beef, turkey, ham, bacon,
mine was like
cheddar,
a Cuban on steroids.
Provolone. Delicious.
Like I said, I only took three bites. From those three bites, I can tell you that the salt content is pretty high.
Yeah.
Yes.
My tongue is numb.
Yeah,
so if I slip up a little bit on the show, it's because of the El Don.
The El Don.
not the number of natural lights I'm drinking.
Right. Yeah, blame something
right.
else.
Right.
They also have a full selection of Mexican fare. I had the burrito bowl. And they also have salads and wraps.
Now, are you saying they're multicultural?
Yes. They are.
Cuban and Mexican?
And Mexican.
All in the same place?
And all delicious.
Is that legal?
It is. And if you choose to dine in, which the one in Seminole is pretty large, they do serve beer.
Nice.
At this location.
I can see us visiting them again.
Often. Now, the one in Seminole is located at 9520 Seminole Boulevard.
Right.
You can check them out online at BarracudaDeliCafe.com.
All right.
They're open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. They are closed on Sunday.
Oh.
Churchy folk.
That religious. Kind of place.
So, check it out. Mm-hmm. Not on Sunday.
Kind of like those Panda Express, the Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A. People. Panda Express always Sunday. Open.
Right.
They don't care for the crust.
They don't care.
And when I went to pick up the food, they also serve breakfast, but I don't have that menu.
What?
So you can go early in the morning and
all right.
get your...
Barracuda.
Deli Cafe.
Deli Cafe. Nice.
Check them out.
I like it. So, listen, we have been prattling along here.
Prattling.
For almost 33 minutes.
Almost.
Why don't we take a break?
Is that it?
Yeah.
Ty thought we was already the halfway point.
We're not having that much fun, Ty.
No.
Right? Anyway,
not yet.
Just the meat sweats.
Yeah, hey, before I go to the this next song, I do want to mention that our opening song was Lonely Boy by the Black Keys. I love that song. I kind of got burned out on the Black Keys because when we were doing our earlier shows, I played the hell out of them.
Yes, you played them a lot.
I played them a lot, but I love the Black Keys, and I thought it was time to revisit the Black Keys. Anyway, we should take a break, and the next song I'm going to play is called Addicted, and it's by Selwyn Birchwood. Oh. After the song, I'll tell you why I'm playing that song.
Because you're addicted.
Because I'm addicted. That's right.
To what? We don't know.
Yeah. But anyway, also, when we come back, we've got all kinds of stuff to talk about. Like I said in the opener, all kinds of great stories this week.
Yes, kinds of stuff going on.
We got Fat Albert just got convicted.
Kind of convicted.
You know,
I've got some things about
that. We've got a penis and scrotum transplant to talk about.
What?
What? We've got sports. We got all kinds of
stuff. All kinds of stuff.
All right, let's take a break, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioStPete.com. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, just like my buddy Paul did, all you got to do is call 727-498-0502, or you can always tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. We'll be right back. right. Selwyn Birchwood, everybody.
Yes.
I love Selwyn
Birchwood. I love Selwyn Birchwood.
One of my favorite pictures that I've ever gotten on my phone is when we were at the Hideaway Cafe, Steph, and we went into, I guess what they call like their green room.
Yes.
And Selwyn was sitting on the couch, and we just sort of walked up and introduced ourselves. And you took a picture of me and Selwyn, and I had no idea how tall he was.
Right.
I'm 6 feet tall. He had to be like 7 feet tall.
It seems like it.
He was very
he's,
tall.
He's much taller than you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I stayed across the room.
In very long fingers. It yes. was like alien-esque fingers. That's why he can play that guitar like that. Anyway, the reason I played Selwyn Birchwood is because not only is he one of our favorite local performers, but right after this show,
yes.
if you're local listening to us, when this show ends, you need to boogie on over to the Palladium's Intimate Side Door Nightclub.
Yes.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yes.
I've heard of the Palladium, but I had no idea that they had an Intimate Side Door Nightclub.
Yes.
Damn it.
I know.
We don't go to any of the good places.
That's why we have to move downtown.
Right.
We're stuck out here in the sticks.
Now, here's the thing. Apparently, Selwyn has gotten so good.
So good.
To get in tonight's show over at the Palladium's Intimate Side Door Nightclub, it's going to be $24.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
24 simoleons.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But check him out. If you're downtown looking for something to do tonight.
Right.
Selwyn Birchwood's your man.
It'll be a good show. I guarantee you'll like
yes.
it. Guarantee. How about my Tampa Bay Lightning?
How about them?
They kick off their second series of the NHL playoffs tomorrow night against the Boston Bruins here at Amalie Arena.
Woohoo!
Cannot wait. I said tomorrow night. Actually, it's tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock.
Oh.
I like those afternoon games.
Yeah, me too.
I do. Now, here's one of the things that's going to keep me wrapped, Ty. Now, listen to this, because you may become a hockey fan. Hannah, you too.
Okay.
I heard a story today that is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And it's going to be something that you're going to watch the games for.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Hannah just said she thought you were talking about baseball.
No.
Yeah, and then you said something about hockey. I was all thrown off. I was like, what?
No.
Switching it up. All right.
Big sports fans.
I heard this story today that said that the Boston Bruins have this dude on their team named Brad Marchand. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Is he from Mars?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, well, he's a little
odd. When I tell you this, you might think so. So the story goes that Brad has been warned, and the Bruins have been warned, that there is an issue with the fact that Brad Marchand likes to lick his opponents during games.
Oh. In the face.
In the face or on the neck.
Hey, that's a good defense mechanism.
Hockey players are tough as hell.
Yeah.
How come nobody's knocked his head off?
Until you get licked in the face, what do you do? What?
Can you imagine?
How do you react to that? That is genius. That is a genius move.
I
would not go up and lick a hockey player in the face. That's got a stick.
If you were said big hockey player with the stick who wants to beat this kid's butt, and he just comes over and licks your face, like stunned.
Can you imagine?
Walk away. That's weird.
Can you imagine? You're all set.
Yeah.
Like you're waiting for the
puck.
Or no? What do they call it? The face off.
Oh,
right. You're like waiting. You're waiting, and all of a sudden you feel this lick on your neck.
Hey, at least he doesn't just drop his pants.
That'll be next.
That's a good, you know, anti-fight mechanism.
Mm.
You know, someone wants to beat your butt, just drop your pants.
So now, because of this,
weird,
I have to
watch
every second of these games because I want to see a lick.
You want to see the mad licker?
I want to see it happen. I want to see it happen, and then I want to see the reaction, and then I want to see what happens next.
What happens next?
What? They're talking about creating a penalty called the Marchand rule.
You can't lick your opponent during the match.
Martian rule.
I mean, that's... I say it's genius.
How crazy is that?
I say keep on keeping on.
Well, what's his first name again?
Brad.
Keep on keeping on, Brad.
Brad.
Marshawn. Lick away.
Keep on doing that. Lick away.
Swing away, Brad.
Mm-hmm.
He's friends with a guy called Human Guy.
Right. French. From Canada. From Quebec.
Right.
Quebec.
Mm-hmm. The Mad Liquor, man. I can't. Nah, I've got to watch every single game.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Hey, my Rays, after a miserable start, have won now 5 in a row.
I believe it's 6.
For 6 in a row. Well, they just swept the Orioles and started weekend series tonight in Boston against the Sox.
The Sox.
Go Rays. I'm not going to get too excited.
Yeah.
Not going to get too excited. But, you know, they put together 5 or 6 in a row.
That's a good streak.
They were losing them in bigger numbers than that in a row.
Yes.
So there you go.
And there are still teams losing them in a row like that. So
yeah. Well, yeah.
We are no longer in the basement.
No. I think we probably are.
No, we're not.
No?
We're not. I checked.
Oh, good for you. Where are we?
About 3 from the bottom, but maybe 4.
There's only 4. So we're in next to last.
Not doing the greatest.
Not the greatest, but
right,
we're not scraping the bottom of the barrel.
There is still hope.
Our Tampa Bay Buccaneers, with their first draft pick, bolstered their defense by picking 347-pound Vita V.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. He's 6'4", 347 pounds. He's a monster at defensive tackle.
Just exactly
what our defense needs. I mean, we have absolutely no pass rush. This kid, I think, went to the University of Washington or Washington State, one of those. And he was
doesn't matter. Same.
He
somewhere.
Was a monster on the field. He's Samoan.
Nice.
I want you to pass this down to Hannah. I want to see if she can read this kid's real name.
Oh, geez.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he's going by Vita V. But that's not even the half of it.
Sounds like a Vita. Drag queen name.
Yeah.
Vita V.
That name would definitely fit on a Hawaii birth certificate.
Right.
You know, Tyler's name.
Wait, this is the whole entire thing? All 3 lines?
The short one is the short one is the first name. Then the rest of it is his last name. Now, look, Hawaiians or Samoans, they pronounce every vowel.
They pronounce every letter.
Yes, right. So.
Okay, first name. Tavita.
Tavita, okay.
Last name.
Tuliakiono.
Nice.
Tuipuluoto.
Okay.
Mosese.
Yes.
Vahahe.
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 Uh-huh.
Faletua. Ve.
All right, now do it fast.
No. You got it slow.
It sounds like Tiki Tiki Tembo, No Saw Rembo, Chari Bari Ruchi, Pip Berry Pembo.
Yeah. Nice.
Has fallen in the well.
That was very good.
I got it.
I have only read that book a million times.
Anyway, they picked him number 7 overall in the first round of the draft. The draft continues, I think, through the weekend. And I think, you know, if I had to pick a player, I don't know anything about this kid other than I've seen some clips of him.
What does his jersey look like?
Big.
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 Moo Moo.
Does it have, like, his whole name
moo-moo
on it?
Right.
Wait, what sport is he? Which one? What
are Football. We
Football. Okay, good. So
which
does, it, does it have his whole last name on it?
But he looks like a very dominant defensive player. He plays the defensive tackle. And hopefully we can use this guy to put some pressure on the opposing team's quarterback, something that we have not been able to do over the last, ever since we lost Warren Sapp. So.
Well, Hannah, to answer your question,
yes.
At 6'4", 347 pounds,
yeah.
There might be enough jersey for his whole name.
Right. That's what I'm saying. What does that jersey look like? I want one.
It's a wraparound.
Well, it's just going to be the V, the V-E-A.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, come on. What are they going to do? I mean, the whole back of his jersey would be letters.
Yeah, cool.
Maybe they should start it like on his back left shoulder and just spiral it around.
He doesn't get
his
body. A number. He's just all letters.
He's just all letters. He's like algebra. Mm-hmm. Replacing the numbers with letters.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I saw this other story, and we talk about Amazon a lot. And as a matter of fact, what did I called them Amazing-zon, because they truly are taking over the world. I mean,
are they paying you for that?
No, but they should.
They should.
I wonder if anybody over there thought of that. Amazing-zon. Sure,
maybe I should email them right. and see if we can get some GoFundMe money.
Yeah, we're looking at a house. It's expensive.
Yeah.
I can just see Dad emailing them.
Hey,
Amazing-zon. What do you think of that?
Jeff, let me run this
Pay
by
me.
You know how your name is Amazon? Why don't we call it Amazing-zon?
Just Amazon.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe you should have Googled that before you said it, because that could be a really scary website.
Yeah. Anyway, so
you might find something for sale there that you don't want.
We talk about them quite often on the show, and we talk about all of the things that they are coming up with, all their delivery systems and things like that.
Robots.
But now all of a sudden what they're going to do is they're going to start being able to deliver packages to the trunk of your car.
Yes.
What? Yeah.
It's safer than leaving it on your front porch for the porch pirates.
Right. You have to have an app. You have to have, OnStar. And now, it's like, I couldn't do it. My car's too old. But I think 215 cars and above, anything with OnStar, you can go on and sign up for this delivery service. And they will be bringing packages to your car. When would this be a good idea? I mean, it's like...
always. Well, if you work.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
I think,
but wouldn't you have your car?
Yeah, but they'll bring it to wherever you are. That's the beauty of Amazing-zon.
They can't just bring it inside to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but what if you don't want to be bothered? What if you're going to be in meetings all day? What if you're ordering a bunch of sex toys and you don't want the receptionist trying to figure out what you got?
Loud and proud.
Well, maybe it's Christmas and you don't want your nosy little children to know.
So if
loud and proud.
Let them know. Hey,
now let me tell you something. What I'm seeing more and more. Not only am I seeing a lot of UPS and FedEx delivery people, but I'm seeing a lot of independent
delivery people.
Yeah. A lot of those. That's something that I don't know if you can make any money doing that, but there's a lot of those people cropping up.
Yes.
So
yes, there are.
I don't know.
Well, and I saw something today that Jeff Bezos, Amazon, made another $12 million overnight.
Bastard.
With something, you know, I don't know if it was stock market wise or whatever.
Again, let me call Jeff.
Well, I need a couple
Jeff,
more.
Jeff, have you ever heard of Amazing-zon?
Let me run this by you.
What's this worth to you?
What do you think of that?
What do you think of that?
Will it buy a $1.5 million house? Send money.
Buy me a house and I'll never confront you again.
Yeah.
You'll never hear from me.
We'll order lots of packages to be delivered to this address.
So we're
what? You got about 5 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you still got five.
Okay.
You got a clock over there.
But he doesn't know how to read it. Mm-hmm. He has it set up as a stopwatch that makes absolutely no sense because, anyway, it just doesn't. I'll let it go.
Well, here's some sad news.
Oh, no.
Oh,
right before the break.
The world's oldest person, 117-year-old Japanese woman named Nagi Tajima, died of old age.
Are you going to play your song?
Oh! Hand signals, you know.
He's who knows.
117-year-old Nagi Tajima, everybody. Oldest woman in the world, 117.
I hope you're proud.
Well, and she, the next oldest person is...
Anyway.
Do you have her name, too?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Okay.
not going to talk about it, though.
Nagi Tajima, she died of old age.
Flip her Harley.
I think it was last Saturday in a Japanese hospital. But she was born August 4th, 1900.
Wow. Ooh.
She was the last known person to be born in the 19th century. Now, how's that even possible when the next oldest person is also 117 years old and also Japanese?
Right. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Maybe those are the last two.
Maybe it was by months.
People born. Well, this one.
Or maybe she was born, the next one was born in 1901. No. And her birthday has already passed.
No, she turns 117 this weekend.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, her name is
Chiyo Miyako. Chiyo Miyako. She's cute.
Okay. Really I'm cute. Sure. Mm-hmm.
This one that, it's Nabi, not Nagi. Nabi Tajima. I have a picture of her, and yeah, she looks like she was ready to go.
She looks like she's about 135.
Here's
a
one picture. Of them's cute, and the she other one looks like she's
something
ready.
You'd see in a scary movie.
Oh boy!
Well, what do you think you're going to look like at 117? Christ's sake, look what I look like at 50. The hell in a handbasket here.
She maybe could have taken care of herself a little bit better than
that. Oh, 117.
Yeah, right. Good luck.
What
is that on her face?
Yeah, in this that's her
below
face.
Below her nose region.
Her mouth.
Whoa.
I'm thinking she didn't have her own teeth. I'm thinking the teeth didn't make it all 117
teeth
years.
Don't make it 117.
Coconut oil would have done her wonders.
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
Ty, have you seen the Avengers movie?
No.
Came out yesterday.
You
when
can't
are you
get
do that?
Tickets for it.
Oh, really? Why?
Because we've
it's
got like
sold
three
out.
Movie theaters
mm-hmm.
in the whole area.
Yeah.
And they made $39 million yeah. already.
It's but like are one you, of the biggest movies
yeah, they're
ever.
Saying that this one's going to surpass both Black Panther and Titanic.
Yeah.
This one's supposed to be so good.
Well, I mean, this one's the big deal.
The big deal.
This is like the big culmination.
The big deal. Mm-hmm.
So maybe we could get tickets your birthday.
We always talk
June.
About the movie critic, Steve Persall from the Tampa Bay Times. I just learned that he retired.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff the Jeweler retired.
No.
No way.
Yeah, I saw it on his sign. Jeff the Jeweler.
He's not even that old.
Retired. Thank you, Mad Beach.
Oh, no.
Does that mean they're going out of business?
I don't know. When I drove by, I mean, it was late, but the curtain was all closed.
Does that mean
closed?
They made so much money?
We need to go by there.
Yeah.
Definitely. We need to go by there.
Jeff the Jeweler. That was one of Mom's favorites.
Yes. Yeah. Excellent work.
Mm-hmm. With all her baubles.
Yes. Yep. He does fantastic work.
Does fantastic mm-hmm. baubles. Where are we?
We are a minute away, so whatever.
1 minute away. All right, whatever. Everybody, listen.
It'll take you a minute to close out.
All right. So we are rapidly approaching our halfway point. It's hard to believe that we are already an hour into this show. I'm having so much fun, and I'm hoping that the next hour
is
will
stroking.
Be I'm stroking. The next hour will be just as enlightening and fun,
or more so.
Because I haven't even gotten into the juicy stories yet.
Ooh, juicy.
Stick around for the juice, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com.
Live.
All you got to do to play along is call 727-498-0502. Big shout out to my buddy Paul Hunley from Richmond, Virginia for being the first and only caller this evening.
Maybe I should send him a box of Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Everybody. You can also tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get into the rest of it. See ya!
Here's another one. When I first met you, baby, you were just sweet 16. When I first met you, baby, you were just sweet 16.
thought you wouldn't do nothing, babe. You wouldn't do anything I asked you to. You wouldn't do nothing for me, baby. You wouldn't do anything I asked you to. You know you ran away from your home, baby. And now you wanna run away. Oh, me too. You know I love you, baby. I loved you before I could call your name. You know I love you, baby. Baby, I loved you before I could call your name. Seems like everything I do now, baby, everything I do is in vain. My brother's in Korea, baby. My sister's down in New Orleans. You know.